This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Andhra Pradesh and Tamil Nadu today. During his visit to Andhra Pradesh, Mr. Modi will visit the holy shrine and Mahasamadhi of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba in Puttaparthi to offer his obeisance. The Prime Minister will also participate in the centenary celebrations of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba and will release a commemorative coin and a set of stamps honouring the life, teachings and enduring legacy of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. He is also scheduled to address the gathering during the programme. Later, the Prime Minister will travel to Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu and will inaugurate the South India Natural Farming Summit. In Bihar, the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, will elect the leader of the legislative party today. All 202 legislators from the NDA coalition partners, the Bharatiya Janata Party, Janata Dal United and Lok Janashakti Party Ram Vilas, Hindustani Awam Morcha and Rashtriya Lok Morcha will elect their leader. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar is expected to be elected as the leader of the NDA Legislative Party. He will stake his claim to form the government today itself. Once Nitish Kumar is elected as the NDA Legislative Party leader, he will go to Raj Bhavan to submit his resignation to Governor Arif Muhammad Khan. The 243-member current assembly's term will also end today, as the cabinet has recommended its dissolution effective from today. Separate meetings of the BJP and JDU legislative parties are also scheduled to be held this morning. The BJP meeting will be held at the party's state headquarters in Patna under the supervision of the party's central observers. The External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jayashankar, has asserted that India has a right to defend its people against terrorism and will exercise it. Addressing the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Council of Heads of the Government meeting in Moscow, Russia, Dr. Jayashankar said the world must show zero tolerance for terrorism in all its forms and manifestations.
The SCO was founded to combat the three evils of terrorism, separatism and extremism. These threats have become even more serious in the years that have passed. It is imperative that the world display zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. There can be no justification, no looking away and no whitewashing. As India has demonstrated, we have the right to defend our people against terrorism and will exercise it.
India has been re-elected to the CODEX Executive Committee for the Asia region at the 48th CODEX Alimentarius Commission, CAC 48. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare in a statement said the Indian delegation was led by Chief Executive Officer of the Food and Safety Standards Authority of India, Ranjit Punhani, in the session held in Rome. It added that India emphasized on updating and developing databases on food additives, pesticide residues, veterinary drugs, methods of analysis and contaminants in food. During the session, India also supported the use of modern technologies, including artificial intelligence, to improve the efficiency of CODEX operations, particularly in relation to document translation. The ministry further added that this re-election confirms India's collaborative leadership role until the end of CAC 50 in 2027. Enforcement Directorate, ED, has arrested Javed Ahmed Siddiqui, chairman of the Al Falah Group under Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA, 2002. The arrest took place following a detailed investigation and analysis of evidences gathered during search action conducted at Al Falah Group premises in the ongoing probe in an enforcement case information report. The 56th International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2025, will open tomorrow with a vibrant cultural parade celebrating India's cinematic legacy. The festival will be held in Panaji, Goa from the 20th to the 28th of this month. In cricket, India A marched into the semi-finals of the Rising Stars Asia Cup 2025 tournament with a 6-wicket win over Oman in their final groupie match at the West End Park International Cricket Stadium in Doha, Qatar, yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.